Hi, this is Marina Sirtis, and you're listening to Trekmate.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Trekmate podcast. Its continuing mission, to entertain, enlighten, educate, and talk all things Trek. To boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Make it so.
Daddy, why have you got a picture of you next to a naked man? I think I want Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Okay, now I can whip out Shatner's dick.
Program initiated. Enter when ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trekmate podcast, the only Star Trek podcast which occasionally offers the sacred promise of fellatio. Told you I was going to get that in somewhere. My name's Jude Hawkins.
And my name is Wayne Emery, said offerer of fellatio.
Yeah.
You've just got to wait for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Well, not even then. Just wait till we're in person.
Yeah. And for all this craziness to end, then we'll be all right.
Yeah, it might be hard from a 2 meter distance.
Yeah, well, yeah, it depends who you are, but yeah, I don't think there's going to be many people that fit that bill.
I suppose maybe if you use like a vacuum hose or something, just connect up one end.
Yeah, you can work something out.
Yeah, we'll get a bit of Crichton action going.
Yeah.
Oh, so how you been, mate?
Oh, I've told you a little bit before we started recording tonight. I'm always happy when I'm podding at the moment, when we're doing this. It's a nice relief release, and it's nice to know that we're putting smiles on other people's faces as well as our own. That's cool, but I'm not going to lie. And I've just been really stressed about everything, anything, and nothing just lately. Just trying to be positive and happy all the time, but it's just not easy in this modern world. I'm not going to pick out any
just the
particular
COVID
things
of it all.
Like, yeah, COVIDiot is something I find myself saying more and more at the moment, which, you know, is a big part of my stress. But no, speaking of that, I've got a silly surprise for Wayne and everyone out there tonight. We have been speaking about Voyager, our Voyager rewatch, more than anything lately.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight I thought we'd just do something different, something typically Jude and silly that I hope people enjoy. And I'll explain my reasons for wanting to do this. I think I've mentioned to you before, maybe once or twice on the pod, definitely off the pod, I listened to a podcast which I'm sure most people listening to this wouldn't have an interest in. It's called The Pod of Thunder, and it's just three Americans from the Illinois, Indiana area, I don't know, somewhere near Chicago, who decided to analyze every Kiss, the rock and roll band Kiss, every Kiss song, one song a week.
Okay.
And then they eventually did it, and there was like about 250-odd songs overall. But then once they finished, they wanted to carry on. So now they just do a different song each week of any bands or artists.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never been so much about the music. The more it's very similar to us. It's just about three mates, in their case, three of them, getting together, having a laugh, and making people laugh at home. Which
so
I guess is why
it's not deep in-depth analysis that you might get like some Trek podcast that would just analyze warp nacelles.
Exactly. They're surprisingly similar to us, even though it's a completely different subject matter, which is on the label.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think a lot of people out there would be surprised to hear what we talk about when, you know, after seeing it's a Star Trek podcast first and like, oh, God, that's what they talk about. That's how they talk, you know. But, yeah, these guys have been doing it about as long as you have. But it's just weird for me because I did the same thing I did with Trek, mate. But I've done it even quicker, where I only discovered it like sometime last year. And now I'm like only months away from right now. So I've only got a few episodes to go before I've fully caught up with their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm blabbering on here. At the end of every show they do, every episode, they have something they call a yard of questions, which I won't explain the joke, but it's just three questions that they answer of submitted questions by the listeners. And yeah. And people can ask whatever the hell they want, and they'll just answer it. And, you know, a lot of people will ask about music, this, that, and the other. But I find that most listeners try and ask something that's going to make those guys laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And make the audience laugh. And that's exactly what I did. Like, I think it must have been around Christmas. I submitted three questions, my yard of questions, and sort of half forgot about it. But when I was on my walk with the dog the other day, and I was pretty stressy then, like, they just went, oh, this week our yard questions come from Jude Hawkins. And I was like, oh, weird, weird. Just totally didn't expect it. But it just put a smile on my face straight away. Just even, it's weird when you hear your name, you know, read out on a podcast that you're not part of.
Well, and when it's that's people the thing. Like, even though we know, like, we see behind the curtains every single week, I still do it with other podcasts. Like, you still pop for other shows.
And I was just saying to Sarah, my wife, the other day, like, at this point in my life, I get more excited about people who no one know, like the common person is just like, who are you talking about, what's that, you know, like angry video game nerd. I actually absolutely love that guy. Mm-hmm. If I met him, I'd be like, oh, James, how's it going, mate? I fucking love your stuff, I watch it all the time, everything you do. Mm-hmm. But like, if I met Craig David walking down the road, I just wouldn't even talk to him, like, because I don't care.
Yeah,
he doesn't interest. He's super famous, but he doesn't interest me, so
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say anything. But yeah. Anyway, so they read my questions, and when I submitted them, I intentionally had use something I said last week, like a normal sandwich or a geek sandwich. So I had a normal / geeky question as my second question, and my bread of the question sandwich were both like incredibly rude, silly questions, which completely unlike me.
Doesn't sound like you whatsoever.
So what I thought I would do is I'll tell you what the questions were, one at a time, but then change the questions around a bit, and we could answer them.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you feel about that?
That sounds like fun.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. Like, it's just me being me. I'm always like, oh, it could have been better. These guys, I'll just tell you this really quickly. It won't take too long. You guys at home know how much me and Wayne love wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, because they're, you know, did the whole Kiss thing, doing all their songs, they got a fan of the show who is a famous wrestler who ended up becoming part of the show, where he's on like a large percentage of their episode. It's Chris Jericho, Y2J Chris Jericho.
So he started listening to their show.
He was a listener of their show and just said, can I come on? And they were like, yeah, of course. And like on that first episode, they were like, oh my God, can you believe Chris Jericho's on our podcast? And now, literally just lately, he's on every week because of the COVID stuff. Like, Chris Jericho's on the podcast now saying, like, what else am I going to do? Of course I'm going to be on every week, because he loves it. He loves them just as much as they love him, and it's really cool to listen to, but I was just like, oh, if I, my questions had been 1 week after, it was on the week he wasn't there, I might have had Jericho answering my questions, which
That's crazy.
Would have been a laugh. To the questions. So, as I said, I asked a silly one, a geeky one, and then a silly one. So my first one was, the rock band Kiss, they're really, I'll explain to you why I, you know, there's some reasoning behind the questions. It's, I'm not just being rude. The rock band Kiss, they have put their name on everything, their name and image on everything. They love money, these guys, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, the Demon and the Star Child, as their characters are known. They will put any Kiss merchandise out there you can think of. If you can think of it, they've probably done it. But I was thinking about that, and I thought about condoms, because I know they've done condoms. But then I thought, like, I'm guessing the condoms just say Kiss on them.
Yeah.
And then I thought, but what if they had their image of the band members on the condom? So my question to those guys was, if for the rest of your life, or previously, if you don't use contraception now, when you did, like, if every single time you used a condom, you had to use one with the image of one of the band members, it was always that same band member. With or without makeup on, I said.
Yeah.
Because Kiss of the band will wear white and black makeup on this. Who would you choose? So I won't bother telling your answers because it doesn't really matter because, you know, people won't know. I can tell people what episode it was at the end of all this if they're interested in listening to my questions being answered by them. But so I thought I'd ask you and myself and anyone who wants to write in and tell us or whatever. You know, whether you use them or not now, if you did at some point in your life use condoms or whatever, which Star Trek actor or character would you have on your condom, which you have to use forever, you know, as long as you did or you do use them?
I think I've got my answer straight away. I was thinking a couple of characters, but then as soon as I got this answer, it's like it's got to be.
I've got one in my head for some reason. I don't know why he popped in there, and it is a he. I don't know why he popped in there, but you say yours.
Yeah, mine would be Worf.
Because
it would be ridged for her pleasure.
Ridged. Yeah. Nice one.
What about you?
I don't know what Quark just popped into my head, probably because it's all about money. It's just self-promotion. He's just like putting his image everywhere he can get it, just like with Quark's Bar and Grill written on it or something.
Quark's is fun.
Yeah, I'll go with Quark.
Don't just pound, come.
Oh, God, there's your thumbnail for the video now, for the pod. But, yeah, so let us know, everybody, if you're still listening.
I love it.
But my second question to the guys on Pod of Thunder, I never bothered to let them know that I'm part of a podcast myself. Like, I don't know why, I just didn't. But, I was just curious because they'd never brought Star Trek up. Mm-hmm. I just thought, I'm going to ask a Star Trek question, try and work that in, see what they say about it. You know, even if they were insulting towards it, like, not everybody likes the same things, that's fine. It wouldn't have bothered me.
Yeah.
So my question to them was, like I said, it's just a more geeky one, this one, was if they were to recast the original series of Star Trek, so just all the main characters that we know, with former and present Kiss members, and like a lot of rock and metal bands, they've changed the members loads over the years, where there'll always be like one or two guys that have been there for 40 years, but then they've had other guys come and go, so there's a lot of people to choose from, but like I suspected, like none of them were actually fans. Well, people should go and listen to it if they want a bit of a laugh, because it turned out I'd said TOS because two of them are brothers, one of which is 40 and the other one's 37, and their friend is about 53.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I chose TOS, because I thought, like, they're more likely to know them. They might have seen the movies, they may have watched it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out they all knew Next Generation a lot better.
Yeah.
So they're just bringing up Next Generation characters instead and just getting all mixed up.
Nice.
But yeah, if people want to listen to it, I mean, there's some funny stuff there. Clearly, you could barely even call them a casual fan of TNG. They're not insulting towards it. They're just honest, you know, just saying, like, oh, it's not really their thing.
Yeah.
So if you want to do it, I was going to say, instead of actors, which we've done loads of times, I don't think we ever did it for TOS, but like pop stars and rock stars, did you want to just choose some for you don't have to take all night.
Okay.
I know we've done this sort of thing and done like an hour on it. I'm not suggesting that, but
yeah.
So just Kirk, Bones, Spock.
All of the main cast, the Chekhov, the Sulu, Uhura. Okay. No, that's interesting. Yeah. Because now this is where my music knowledge fails me. Because I don't have as much of an eclectic knowledge of music as yourself. So I think our two crews will end up being very different.
Oh, I imagine so, yeah. But you know what? I'm going to say one straight away who I'm going to... Because if I start saying all metal names... Mm-hmm. Of metal bands, he'll just be like, who? And so will half the Trekmate audience be saying, who?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm going to pick one straight away. As Captain Kirk, I'm going to have Tom Jones. Tom Jones. That's me saying, I'm trying to
say. That was your Welsh accent.
But it's not. He's got a weird accent. He's got a Tom Jones accent. I know he's Welsh.
Yeah.
But he sounds half American when he talks. Like half Welsh, half American. It's weird. Tom Jones. Still can't do it.
I do get where you're coming from. He's very much like the ladies man.
He's the ladies man. I think William Shatner has based a lot of his hairstyles off Tom Jones, to be honest, over the years. Maybe not now, but in the
80s. He's had some of his toupees shaped in Tom Jones's fashion.
Yeah, it's like picked Tom Jones out in the little toupee magazine. I'm just saying, I'll have that.
Okay, now I'm you're right, it does need to be someone who's been popular with the ladies for Kirk. So my initial thoughts was maybe going towards Presley.
Elvis, you mean?
Yeah,
he could work. I like Tom better, but Elvis could work. Elvis actually did act, didn't he? Not that I've ever watched him in anything.
No, I've never seen any of his films. But yeah, he was.
I've only seen clips of him in films.
Mm-hmm. So being, yeah, to be honest, it's one of them things that maybe as just to hold an opinion, maybe I should watch something of his one day, just as a history sort of standpoint.
Yeah.
I saw it. It was shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, do you know what? He weren't that bad, actually.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, so it's someone who is leading man material, so you're not going to really go for any backing singers or band members or anything like that. I'm wondering whether to... that is a question.
You don't have to get stuck on him.
Yeah, no, I'll come back to Kirk.
I'm not doing what we've done on other weeks and writing it all down anything.
Okay. Do you have any other ideas that pop straight into your head?
Let's think. What, should we just move on to one other cat? Should we say Bones?
Okay.
Try and pick Bones. Someone for Bones.
Okay, so Bones, I think I want Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
As that sort of like Southern country doctor.
Do you know what? You're right. Yeah, it's not totally unthinkable. Yeah, like, what's popping into my head? Oh, I was trying to think of people who may be a bit aggressive, but, okay, yeah, sod it.
You'll accept Willie Nelson as Bones.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Well, there's a loose connection. Bones, Willie's, it's all...
Yeah.
It's all connected. Okay, then. Let's go Spock, then. You're going to want someone quite dry cut. Ah, okay. I'm trying to think. I think I've got my Spock. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah, Jarvis Cocker. Yeah. That really does go, actually. You know, the way that he's... Jarvis Cocker from Pulp, if anyone doesn't know the guy. Look him up. Like, he looks all serious, but he's just comedy all the way. Like, everything he writes, everything he says was comedy. I love the moment when, whatever it was, the Brit Awards or the something Music Awards, when he ran on stage and did a Mooney at Michael Jackson or something. Yeah. Well done, Jarvis. Trying to save the kids on the stage while Jacko's singing about pretending to save them.
I think he was in the middle of doing his Jesus Christ pose, like, yeah, when he was doing that.
He really was, yeah. Like, no joke. Yeah, I'll go with him. Yeah, I'll go with Jarvis. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, in that case, we'll stick with Jarvis Cocker then. I'm pretty happy with your Tom Jones. I'm still thinking if there's anyone else that I would suggest personally as Kirk. But okay, so let's mix it up. Let's go Uhura.
Uhura. Who am I picking? Uhura. Who do I like?
I'd be tempted with a Tina Turner.
That'd be... excuse the expression, that would be Uhura on steroids. If it was Tina Turner, Captain, we got fucking someone. She's crazy. It would be funny. Definitely be funny.
They're calling. Calling.
It'd be good.
Okay. Who else could you have? Who else could you have? You if you're going modern, you could have an Alicia Dixon rapping everything.
Is that the one from X Factor or whatever?
She's been on loads of things. She was in what band was she in? Fuck, what was it?
Don't ask me, but I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Do you know what's really weird?
What?
You want to know something weird? I'm while we're talking.
Yeah.
It's a shame we didn't do it at the same time. While we're talking, I'm watching a video of us talking on YouTube from Christmas.
Yeah.
And on that video, I just turned the screen like I just did. And that is watching a video of us probably this time last year on YouTube.
It's Jude. That was weird.
Yeah, it is. In a dream, in a dream. A dream.
That's it.
In a pod, in a pod, in a pod.
That's it.
Sorry. I get distracted sometimes by stuff like that. Sorry, who were we on? Or were we?
We're on Uhura.
No, I like Tina Turner. Unless
you
we
like
could,
Tina
I know
Turner.
They're the same. I just like the idea of her suddenly being crazy.
I do, yeah, no, I like it as well.
Mm.
And Uhura would
You could have said technically, but we're not going to say them because they're an actor first. But she did do singing for at least two movies. Was the woman who idolized her was Whoopi Goldberg. She did Sister Act and Sister Act 2.
Yeah,
but I'm not going down that route because she's not,
that's
she's
a,
not
cheat.
A singer. But yeah, it's a cheat.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say Tina Turner unless you suggest anyone better or funnier.
Whitney Houston was an actor as well, so
yeah,
but she have acting jobs
first. As long as they're a singer first and an actor second, like, I'm all right with that. But if you're an actor first and singer second, I think that's, yeah, we can save them for another time, those actors.
I still love, I think I do love the idea of having Uhura on steroids. So, like, just.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather have steroids than Whitney Houston be on crack or whatever.
Yeah. Just Uhura dialed up to 11.
Yeah. So it's just.
So we've got Scotty.
And Scotty. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Scotty. Forgot about you there, mate.
Scott, Sulu, and Chekhov.
Scotty, I don't know if this is a cheat. Hmm. He is an actor, but I'd call him a comedian first, a singer second, and an actor third for me.
Okay.
But I'd say Billy Connolly.
Oh, okay. Has Billy Connolly released albums?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, he has. Okay. Because.
But he's a comedian first, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And I'm not sure if that is...
He does an okay job acting as well. No, I don't think it's fair for me to pick him, but he would be funny.
He would be a brilliant Scotty. He would be a brilliant Scotty.
How about one of the proclaimers?
My mind was going there too.
Yeah, actually have both of them. They're both Scotty.
That's
for
it.
For some reason.
We just can't do it, Cap.
Yeah. No, I meant like literally at the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
I try to think of other like Scottish singers.
Don't necessarily have to be exactly what the characters are. You could.
No, they're just going to be playing around Scotsman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Scotty, James Doohan wasn't, was he?
No, exactly.
You know what? People take the piss out of his accent. I didn't know that until I was an adult. As a child and a teenager, I thought he was Scottish. I didn't know. So his accent can't have been that bad.
To be fair, I didn't know any Scottish people.
Oh, I did. I had next door neighbours who were Scottish. And even though Scotland's a really small place, you know, we're a small place in England. Scotland's even smaller. But the accent really changes wherever you go. Like... I don't mean to sound like offensive here or anything, but some Scottish accents are really nice and gentle and stuff and soothing to my ear. And some of them, you're just like, what the fuck did you just say? Where it's just like,
yeah.
And I had next door neighbours what were just like that for years. They were nice people, but their accent was so strong. But if they said anything more than three words in a sentence, like almost every time, I'd just be like, what? And I wasn't being rude.
Yeah.
I just could not understand. And I don't know what the different areas are either, where those different accents would come from.
No, you only have to look at England. We get such a variety of different accents.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not until you start speaking to people from other parts of the country that you think, like, oh, okay. Yeah, but I don't have an accent. And they're like, you do.
It amazes me how different the English accents are around the country, like how massively different they are in one area to another.
I know Finch always turns around and says, because he could do a lot of the accents, and he's just like, I don't know how to do yours, it's just fucking weird. It's not quite London.
This is going to sound really arrogant, but I think... My wife's and yours and my accent, I just call them normal. That's a normal accent. Speaking properly.
That's it.
Because I'd probably be considered racist or something, or at the very least arrogant saying that. But I just don't think, all I mean by that is it's not that strong any which way.
No.
You know.
No. The thing is, with me personally, well, with the Watford accent, is the trick is to pretty much dull down any T's in when you're pronouncing things. It's not water, it's water. It just any T's in anything, it just gets dulled down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing that I notice with my particular accent. But as you said, with yours, I don't notice any accent on your voice.
Yeah, and it's weird as well, because I come from a northern family. Where everybody in my family spoke with a northern accent, but a lot of them, including my mum and dad, like, they moved to London when I was born. So I had a family of northerners, but it was surrounded by southerners with, you know, a mixture between posh and London type accents the whole time. So, and I've even got a recording somewhere of me speaking as like a 10-year-old, and my accent sounds slightly northern at that time.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah. But I guess, you know, when I went to secondary school and then spent more time with southern people, it just went that way.
Huh.
Well, you know, it's somehow a mixture, but you can barely hear any northern, I don't think, in there. It's more...
Just over time, it just left.
Here's, look, on the TV there, I've gone and sat the computer on the couch, I think.
Oh, there's a mic.
God, that's weird. I'm looking at, like, literally looking at three different Waynes, but you've got... Look at the three different weights of yourself. Like, that's you from a year ago. That's you from 6 months ago.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just looking at, that's the amazing difference in weight. And I've lost a little bit since the first one on that screen, but the one that on your laptop.
You've lost weight from the Christmas one as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, but, yeah, massively from from that, which I'm guessing is... A year ago.
Yeah, it's got to be at least a year ago. Well, saying that, when did I have my operation? I think it was in July. It was in July. Fuck, I'm coming up to a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming up to a year since I had my op. It seems like so long ago now. Really does.
Oh, I was going to say two things on the pod. Did you like the picture of the car I sent you
the other day
on WhatsApp? Been meaning to send you that for months. There's someone, when I moved to where I am now on the coast, there's a family who I'd probably get on with if I spoke to them, who live about three or four streets away. And when I moved here, they had a car, like some sort of old Ford or something. I'm not quite sure what it is. And they had it all done up. They'd like obviously sanded it down and painted it like the cars from Jurassic Park. And it looked really good. It was really well done. And then one day I noticed that they just painted all over it all in beige. And I was like, oh, that's a shame. But I realized that they did it because they intended to turn it into they're not going to add bits to it like the Ecto-1 or whatever, but just painting it up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the logo, who has a nickname which I didn't even know until you told me it, and I've forgotten what that is.
Isn't it Mowgli?
That's the Jungle Book, isn't it?
I do know
he's the little logo, you know, with the crossed out ghost, the Ghostbusters logo, and that's really well done. But then over the last couple of months they've painted a Marshmallow Man on the front of the bonnet, and it just, and then they've got a thing that says who are you going to call, in like a sort of not speech bubble but that type of thing. And then they've now also, where they've got their petrol cap, they've done a really good Slimer.
Nice.
I can only imagine that they're going to be adding more as they go along, but yeah, it's a very cool looking car.
No, I was very impressed. As you said, I'm assuming that they're going to do more paint job on it, because I just thought like just a pure white shine would have made everything even pop even more on the car.
Yeah, I'm guessing they just do it when they can afford to get a bit of new paint, and just like our family, they'll do it when they actually have the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple, and they've got at least one son who I'm guessing is around 10 years old.
Yeah.
But even one child can still be a handful.
Yeah. No, I was right. His name is
Mowgli. I look forward
Mowgli.
To seeing their progress with it. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's Mowgli is the Jungle Book boy, isn't it? So
yeah,
they're pretty close.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to ask you, and I know the answer will be yes, but I just wanted to check. Mm-hmm. Have you been watching the official Ghostbusters YouTube channel?
To be fair, I haven't watched it religiously. I watched, they put up a interview with Dan Aykroyd and
the director,
Ivan Reitman. Yeah, I've been writing it from a couple of years ago. But I really enjoyed it. I hadn't actually seen that interview before, but it was obviously made a couple of years back because Afterlife wasn't even on their thoughts. So it's like, oh, maybe there'll be a follow-up at some point. But yes, no, why have they put up another trailer or...
There's a bunch of stuff, but most of the stuff that's going up is the sort of stuff you'd expect to see on the mega Blu-ray special edition of the original film. All these things I've never seen before,
nice.
Like the making of the original movie and all sorts of bits on there where I really love Ghostbusters, but not quite as much as yourself and JD and other people, but... like algorithms do and stuff, it just keeps popping up on my computers and tablets and stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, I'll watch that, and just been enjoying it, and just thought, I know Wayne's got to be watching this.
To be fair, a number of those videos have been popping up in my recommended feed, and I've been clicking save later, so they're like sitting right in my to be watched list of things, but yeah, no, you're right, it has been coming up on my things with like all different behind the scenes, as you said, with stuff. Ooh. That go for it.
I just thought of something while we're talking about this, just to let everyone listening at home know, just double check on the Sci-Fi Collective YouTube channel, because me and Wayne are both doing all sorts of different things on there at the moment, new and old. We even just recorded something right before the pod tonight for their anyone who might have seen our other video we did ages ago, did a video called Why. We wanted to make it its own series, but we only made like two of them.
I think we made like about four or five.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
But yeah, we did one which was why does George and Lorraine have Biff still work for them or something, and we have a funny chat about it. And But it's got to like, for us, it's got to pretty big numbers for viewing numbers. It's on something like 16,000 plus, and then we realise that over 2,000 people have watched it in the last month or something.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird, but also it's good when we see stuff like that, because we're like, let's do that again. You know, let's do more like that. So that's why we're doing one tonight. But yeah, keep your eyes on there, everyone, like, because we will do content on there. What doesn't necessarily go on here. Oh, actually, no. Wayne said he was going to stick, hopefully you guys heard a 1.5 minute clip of one I just did recently of people talking about Trek, mate.
Yes.
Hopefully Wayne put that into this episode.
Yeah, in that case, I'll make sure to put it in
the visual version.
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because... you only have to lift the audio. I don't know exactly how you do that, but I'm sure it's easy enough.
Or, we could even put it in right now.
Yeah.
Rather than at the beginning.
We are Star Trek fans. What is your favourite Star Trek podcast?
My favorite Star Trek podcast has to be Trekmate. It's an incredible podcast, and I hope more and more people listen to it.
Trekmate.
Oh, you guys definitely get. You guys are the best. Awesome.
That would have to be Geekology DB when we actually get around to doing one.
Oh, Trekmate, absolutely. Trekmate 100%.
Thank you so much. Brilliant.
Trekmate is.
Yeah,
obviously. Trekmate is amazing. So listen to it. Listen to Trekmate.
It's definitely
obviously
where you should go.
Best Star Trek podcast.
Avalon Portal 47. And Avalon.
Oh, well, it's a tie. That Trekmate podcast is hard to beat, but I have to say, the Trek Files also.
Sorry, where's my money? I mean, Trekmate. Trekmate. Best book, Star Trek book.
So, I hope you enjoyed that, everyone.
Yeah. I'm going to make a note. That was at 39 minutes. That saves me me a few seconds when editing.
Did you still want to carry on picking Sulu and
Chekhov? I'm happy to pick Sulu and Chekhov. Okay, now this is going to be where I really slip up, because I don't know many Japanese singers. And you want to keep... Sulu of the same sort of
especially with his race. Name, yeah.
Because it's like I really don't know that many.
No, I'm the same. I even get into it. I've gotten into a few Japanese bands over the last year or two, but most of them, I just know the name of the band. I don't know the names of the individual members.
And
makes it difficult.
He's not even Japanese. He's Korean. Psy, old Gangnam Style.
If you want to have him, you can just have him.
Yeah, but that's his new role really of the show. I don't know many Japanese people, so I'm going to cast this Korean. Because he's
just a silly question, isn't it? Like, we're not taking this seriously.
Okay, fuck it. Let's put Psy.
Is going to jump on this podcast and go, oh my god, the gall of these two guys, the balls on these two.
Yeah, but this is like where 15 years later, where one of us is in a position where suddenly people go, aha, we need to dig some dirt up on this arsehole.
Yeah.
Once on this podcast 15 years ago.
Oh, God, I think they'd have no end of things, wouldn't they, wanted politicians. Or, well, actually, no, these days it doesn't seem to matter. You can do anything you bloody want as a politician now.
True. But the thing
people
is,
forget about it the next day.
No, it depends. If you want to be a progressive politician, then... Then they would dig up anything they could on you. It's because that's why someone said to me once, oh, you should be a politician. I was like, fucking honestly, if anyone wanted to dig up dirt on us, they could take plenty of stuff out of context from my podcast.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
I was like, yeah, these fuckers don't care about context. All they need is a good few sound bites.
Oh, easily. Yeah, you just pick any one episode. I'm really sorry, George and Sulu. I can't think of anyone good for you right now. Just blame it on the UK charts for not introducing us to enough.
Yeah, because it's not as if I even No, I just don't know many Japanese singers. I can't even think of any off the top of my head, which is really awful, really.
Well, I
blame Simon
Cowell. Yeah. I'm cheating here.
Yeah, are you Googling Japanese singers?
I just put famous Japanese singers, and it really is like, you know, all the Japanese artists which are... like big over there, but we just don't hear of them. And respect to them, like a lot of countries out there, they just have their own pop stars and rock stars who sing in their own language, and they don't even want to tour the rest of the world because they're just like, well, why would we? Mm-hmm. We've got everything we need here.
It's like I fallen down the J-pop hole a little bit over time. But only really with like female singers. It's like I started listening to a lot of Kiari Pamyu Pamyu, but I can't really cast her as Sulu unless we're changing the sex.
Yeah, yeah, can't you do that? No, cast her. I think she's better than Psy Bok or whatever he is.
is better than the token Korean. Yeah. At least she's Japanese.
Go with the girl.
Yeah, I'll go with...
I bet if George was listening to this, he'd prefer her too.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with Kiari Pamu for that.
Yeah. And Chekhov, I have no clue.
Sorry, Google's talking to me now.
You've got ghosts in your room.
Ask
Siri or Google, just say, who would you cast as... which Russian pop star would you cast in the original series as Chekhov? One second.
Okay, she might get confused by that, but I'll go with her first
answer. I'm sure it will.
Hey, Google. Name a famous Russian pop star.
For some reason, I've frozen, did it say? Cannot compute. Does not make sense.
She's just naming loads of Russian pop stars, none of which I know. So let's go for someone who looks Russian. Okay, someone who looks Russian.
Doesn't Vladimir Putin sing songs at least?
Oh, I do it whilst bareback horse riding.
Hang on. I know who I'm going to pick. I'm thinking one of my favourite metal bands is from Russia. I just want to make sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we?
If you're wanting to go for just a blonde look because it's Russian, you could put Jericho in there.
Chris Jericho.
Blonde male pop stars.
No, I was wrong. I thought I was thinking Scorpions were from Russia, but they're not. So I'm sorry, okay. I failed there. Know what? In my one, for no particular reason, if he was still alive. Mm-hmm. And he deserves a bigger role, but I'm going to pick David Bowie to be Chekhov. Don't know why.
No, that works. That works. I was about to suggest Sting, but Bowie works.
Well, they both acted. They're both massive singers who have also had big acting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And David Bowie's in one of my favourite films of all time. I'm looking at Ludo on my wall right now from Labyrinth.
But with Sulu, with Chekhov rather, he's meant to be this young, fresh-faced.
Yeah, it's true. And I'm digging up a corpse.
So should we go for someone who's like young, or when they were big, they were young?
I don't know.
Should we be going for someone boy bandy? Because that was Chekhov's sort of look.
Yeah, why not? But I have no idea who the boy bands are. I'll tell you what, just for fun, so we can get along with...
He looked like a Beatle.
Sulu. Yeah, he did. But there's only two left and they're both nearly 80. I was going to say stick another J-pop person in there, but you said you only know the girls.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do. I don't know any male J-pop singers.
No,
but if we're doing a fantasy casting, surely we can just pick them from their prime. So
I'm picking Justin Bieber.
You're picking Bieber.
Yeah, he sort of had a weird sort of Beatle haircut for a while there.
Okay, we'll go for Bieber. I will probably want to punch him every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never hated Chekhov so much as I do now.
Anyway, I'll get back to what this silly episode started on, if anyone's actually still listening, that is. I was doing my redoing my three questions that I had read out on the Pod of Thunder podcast. So the third question is going to be a lot quicker for us to answer, but a lot sillier and a lot more sexualized or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what my question was to them, and then you'll automatically know where my question's going to go, how I'm going to change it for you and myself. Basically, you know the band Kiss, they all wear black and white makeup and have different characters, different styles of face paint. Mm-hmm. And over the years, they all wore really, and still do, in fact. They're like in the late 60s, and some of them are 70, and they're still touring. I saw them last year. They're still doing it. It's crazy.
That's amazing.
It is. Yeah. But yeah, they wear all sorts of gear. They wear like 12-inch platform heels, like leather vest with like silver studs all over them, all sorts. Like Gene Simmons wears like plastic body armor that looks like boulders and stuff, like something out of Power Rangers, something like that. It's crazy. But yeah, so I asked the guys on the show, would they rather have a convention style photo with Gene Simmons in all his makeup and gear for $75? Or part of this question, I ask this because it's based on something. Like has happened to a lot of celebrities, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not. And I'm glad to say I haven't seen it, but there's a sex tape of Gene Simmons that leaked of him and a woman.
I remember,
And apparently in most of that video, he's just wearing a t-shirt the whole time, just wearing a white t-shirt. He's not got his makeup on or anything, and he never takes the t-shirt off. So I asked the guys, would they rather have the picture with Gene Simmons at a convention with his makeup on, all that stuff, for £75, or a picture for free with a half-naked Gene Simmons from the waist down? They chose the latter.
You've got to.
I was hoping they would choose that. So there's loads of actors that I could choose, but I'm not. I'm just going to choose one man. I'm going to say William fucking Shatner. Would you rather pay, which I think is now about £70, I think is his going rate the last time we checked at conventions in person, for his sit down Mr. Toad pose? Oh, no, sorry. No, his sit down Mr. Toad pose, but he's wearing a Captain Kirk uniform.
He's dressed as Captain Kirk.
He's dressed as Captain Kirk, and he's on the Falling Apart Bridge in Birmingham or London. Of the original Enterprise, or for some reason, would you rather have a picture of a genuinely happy, let's say, drunk William Shatner naked from the waist down in his hotel room for free instead of paying $70?
I'm going for
the second one.
It's got to be the second one, because there's a couple of different factors to that question. It's like, number one, I don't want to give Shatner any more of my money.
No.
And
I think genuine things are better as well.
But also, number two, it's going to be a much bigger talking point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also, I would love to be able to go, like, just show people and be like, look how tiny Shatner's dick is.
This explains everything.
No wonder he was an arsehole to Sulu. George has got a fucking whopper. it's got to be the naked one, hasn't it?
And the follow-up question has got to be, would you stick that up on your wall?
My studio wall, yes. Would I flex it upon my children? No.
Not even a censored version.
Not even a censored version. No, because then that raises a lot of questions of like, Daddy, why have you got a picture of you next to a naked man?
It's taking all my power not to spit water all over my computer screen.
Yeah, it's like, because that's Captain Kirk. And somehow I found my way.
I could have had a picture with him on the bridge in his uniform, but Daddy chose this one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it in a few years. You'll love it.
Yeah, maybe it's one of them that you keep in the drawer until the kids like all reach like 14 plus, and then you're like, okay, now I can whip out Shatner's dick. Just in that sentence alone, there's a few clips for the intro.
Yeah, definitely. Mark that number down for your edit.
56 there, yeah.
Bloody hell. But one of these days, like in years and years to come, you're going to have to put all of them together.
Yeah.
Like from the moment that we started doing this recently in our little intros. By the way, people, just do us a favor. Just let us know if you're enjoying them, because I listened to them all back to back the other day, and Wayne had done them and he'd not told me what he'd picked, and I was just laughing my head off at them. But because I forget what we've said when it's weeks ago as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd be interested to see what people think of them and what were their favourites if they like them. And if they don't, I apologise, but we're not stopping.
Yeah. No, we actually haven't asked anyone what they think of the new intro music.
No.
Yeah, we just changed it. And it's just like, that's it. It's that now.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I hope you like the new intro music. It was used once a long time ago when I like commissioned it from Rick, and I just never used it until Jude was like, I've got a great idea. And then I was like, hey, actually, I've got some music to go with that, because I had that idea like 5 years ago but never used it.
Mm-hmm.
So great minds think alike. Yeah, and minds that listen to the same podcasts.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's let us know what you think of the new music. Though if you do really, really like the old music and you prefer that, that still gets used on our Patreon podcasts. So should you wish to still have those tingly feelings from the original Trekmate music intro, head on over to Patreon, where for only $1 a month, you can get access to our exclusive Patreon pods.
And you can make us happy as podcasters as well by selecting which episodes you'd like to watch on occasion and give us good ones, or you can do what you have been doing and give us horrible ones.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. We had a theory that people were just trying to punish us, and then Mike, you're lovely, but in that instance, you're a git, gave us masks to watch. So
can I just say something as well while we're talking about listeners? And I have said, we have both said this before, I just want to say a shout out to Darren, who I'm grateful for all the people that listen to the show, but I just love Darren's comments on, I've not been on there for a while, to be honest, but on Facebook, he just lately, probably because he's stuck in the house being sensible like we are, just leaves us really nice long comments on there. And I always feel guilty for not sending more back than I do. I usually... with our busy lives, you know, just press the love button on there, because I do love the comments, but I forget to bring them up half the time.
I will always try and respond to comments that people leave, and Darren leaves amazing comments. I really do enjoy listening to your thoughts, Darren, so thank you.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, really do appreciate it. That's it. I think we've pimped the Patreon, so thank you all of our lovely patrons, because we've finally got round to updating the end credits for our Sci-Fi Collective videos now, to also like include, have a nice little scroll thanking our beautiful patrons on there as well.
Another reason
to check out the Sci-Fi Collective.
Yeah, I hope everyone gets a kick out of that as well, seeing that on there.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, I think that's pretty much it for this episode this week, Jude.
Well, I'll let you say whatever you want to say to everyone, but I'm just going to say I'm Jude Hawkins.
And that's Trek, mate.
And you're no one.
Space, the final frontier. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Visit trekmate.org.uk. and boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Make it so.
Prepare to attack. All hands battle station.
Don't worry. We will get to the bottom of this.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer by.
I don't want excuses. I want answers.
Am I authorized to enter the neutral zone?
How do you think that tells me about your character?
Captain's log, stardate 3541.9.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard, and I approve this message. Tweet us at TrekMate1701. Make it so.